Well, lesson 41. Last week we learned about commands, imperatives in the second and third person, and today we'll learn about the negative imperatives, prohibitions. Page 255, lesson 41, entitled Me Klepsis, do not steal, and Me Klaie, do not weep or stop crying. The one being punctiliar, referring to a point in time, Me Klepsis, so an aorist, and the other being present, referring to continuing action. So section one, a prohibition is a negative command, do not. And in Greek, prohibitions can be expressed in two ways. Well, we're actually going to find there is a third way, which is very rare in the New Testament, but used to be more common in classical Greek. Firstly, may followed by a verb in the aorist subjunctive. So may plus the subjunctive. For example, Mark 10:19, me phanouses, me moikouses, me klepses, me pseudomartyreses. So me phanouses, me moikouses, me klepses, me pseudomartyreses. So do not murder, phanouses, me moikouses, do not commit adultery, do not steal, and do not give false testimony or witness. So notice there that they may pseudomartyreses, it's got pseudo in there for false, and then martyre, based on martyreo, I bear witness, I testify. Okay. The verbs phanouses, moikouses, klepses, and pseudomartyreses are all second person singular aorist subjunctive active. So they're second person singular, notice that ace ending, which we're familiar with. You can tell they're subjunctive by that iota subscript and a lengthening of the epsilon iota to an eta. And then their aorist, they're built upon aorist stems. Narrative. The aorist is used because each forbids a single or definite act or an activity that has not yet started. So, do not murder. Doesn't imply that you're actually murdering at the moment, and so stop doing something that you are doing. It's don't do something that you're not yet doing. Okay. So that's the first, may plus a subjunctive. The second is may followed by a verb in the present imperative. Matthew 6:19, may thesauritsete humen thesaurus. Me thesauritsete humen thesaurus. Do not keep storing up treasures for yourself. So notice the verb there, thesauritso, and the noun, the cognate noun, thesaurus. This is where we get our, treasure book of words. The thesaurus comes from that Greek word. Matthew 6:25, me merimnate te suche humon. Me merimnate te suche humon. Do not be worried in your mind. So te suche humon, te suche there in the dative. So indirect object here, taking it as sort of a dative of sphere of location of sort of. So then we could translate it as don't keep worrying. Matthew 7:1, me krinate hina me krithate. Me krinate hina me krithete. So me krinate, do not judge. And then a hina clause followed by me in the subjunctive. So that you may not be judged with krithete there, aorist passive. Or do not keep judging other people so that you will not be judged. Luke 8:52, me klaiete. Me klaiete, do not weep. Or we could take that as stop crying. And Mark 9:39, me koluete auton. Me koluete auton. Do not stop him or do not try to prevent him. All those verbs there, the thesauritsete, the merimnate, the krinete, klaiete, koluete, are all second person plural, present imperative active. So all have ete ending, recognize the second plural. The present is used because each concerns an action that is or has been going on. So to a person who is already in the habit of stealing, one might say, me klepte, do not steal. So stop doing something that you are doing. To a person one hopes will not steal, you'd say, me klepses, do not steal. And that's to somebody who hasn't started stealing yet. So then in the Matthew 7:1 example, me krinete and me krithete, do not judge, i.e. you are judging, well stop doing that so that you may not be judged. Nobody has yet started judging you, but that then puts that into the second one into more into the realm of irreality. So remember this distinction between the indicative and the subjunctive. The subjunctive, in one way or another, is a step removed from reality. So in this case, for a prohibition, it's in the realm of the unreal because it hasn't yet actually happened. So you're forbidding something that hasn't yet been going on. Whereas in the indicative, and here the imperative, it's something that has already been going on. It's in the realm of the real, and you want it to stop. So the subjunctive is one step removed from reality of something happening. So those are direct commands, direct prohibitions. Section 2. We have indirect commands and prohibitions. So do this is a direct command. And he told me to do this. To do this is an indirect command. Here are three verbs often used to introduce commands. Epitasso, I command, followed by a dative case for the person commanded, and a verb in the infinitive for the action to be done. So Mark 6:27, epetaxen enenkai ten kephalein autou. Epetaxen enenkai ten kephalein autou. He commanded, enenkai, here in this case, the dative of the person commanded is missing. We get the infinitive enenkai to bring, and then the direct object of enenkai, his head. Commanded to bring his head. So that's referring to the head of John the Baptist, and this is Herod who's giving that command. Luke 8:31, perkalun auton hiname epitaxe autois apelthen. Perkalun auton hiname epitaxe autois apelthen. Perkalun they auton, they begged him. Not to command them to go away. The henem, followed by me with a subjunctive there, aorosubjunctive. Not to command, i.e. it's something that hasn't yet happened. Not to command, and then autois as the dative of the one being commanded, and then the indirect command, apelthein, to go away. I think that probably refers to the pigs and the Gerasenes. The land of the Gerasenes. So that's one, epitasso. Second, diastelomai, I give instruction to, command, followed by a dative for the person instructed, and then hina with a subjunctive. Mark 5:43, diastelata autois pala hina medes noi tuta. Diastelata autois pala hina medes gnoi tuta. Diastelata, he gave them autois as the indirect object, the one being commanded or instructed. He instructed them. Paula would say as much, so it's intensifying it, and we can't really say that in English. He instructed them much, so we'd have to find another way of intensifying that. Gave them strict instructions, and then hina with the subjunctive, which is their noi, subjunctive of gnosko, aorist subjunctive, that no one should know this. And then a third way, epitimao, I rebuke, followed by a dative for the one rebuked, and hina with a subjunctive, for the action that's forbidden. Mark 4:39, epitimesen to anemo, epitimesen to anemo. He rebuked, let's see, epitimesen, and then the one rebuked is in the date of the to anemo, the wind. So anemo, anemos is wind. I recognize anemometer is what measures the speed of the wind. And Mark 8:30, epitimesen autois hina medeni legosin. Epitimesen autois hina medeni legosin. Epitimesen, he told them, in the sense of he rebuked them, the autois, given the indirect object of that, the object of that rebuke, the one rebuked, hina medeni legosin, so that they speak to no one. Medeni, nobody. So hina plus legos in the subjunctive, third plural. Okay, so three ways there of expressing indirect commands and prohibitions where they're not embedded in direct speech. Okay, section three, some sentences to translate. Number one, ego apon auto. Me dos tus artus autois, me didu ton oinon autois, alados moi ton oinon. Ego apon auto, me dos tus artus autois, me didu ton oinon autois, alados moi ton oinon. Ego apon auto, I said to him, me dos, now we have me plus a subjunctive there, do not give the loaves to them. So they haven't yet been given, so it's don't do something that isn't yet going on. Me didu, now it's me plus now a present imperative. So notice one way, one is built on the aorist stem, da, and then this one is built on the present stem, dida. Me didu, don't give, in the sense of stop giving, the wine, but give me the wine. So now das as a aorist imperative. So, viewed as a one-time action, give to me the wine. Okay, so we get three imperatives in there, two as negative imperatives, so prohibitions, and one as a positive imperative, all based on the same word, verb, but we get may plus an aorist subjunctive, may plus a present imperative, and then an aorist imperative. So that all fits in with what, in general, you've learned about this distinction between aorist and present, aorist one-time action, imperative ongoing thing. Number two, apen autois ha Jesus me kliate ta technon uk apethanen kai lege te metri autu me kliae. Apen autois ha Jesus me kliate ta technon uk apethanen kai lege te metri autu me kliae. Apen autois ha Jesus, Jesus said to them, me kliate, do not cry, do not weep, me plus a present imperative from kliō. So stop doing something that you are doing. Stop crying. Ta technon uk apethanen. The child has not died. Apethanen there, an aorist. Kai lege te metri autu. He said to his mother, me kliē. So the first one, me kliēte, is second plural. expressed to the mother and everybody around. And make clay, the second one, is second singular, expressed just to the mother. Don't cry. But both as present imperatives. Okay, so implying everybody's weeping.
So why does you translate the second one, don't cry?
Don't know, it would have, whether for variation, would have made sense for consistency if he had said to her, stop crying, as well, for consistency with the first one. The only distinction there is just meklaete is second plural, meklae is second singular, otherwise they're identical syntax.
But not for number one, it's all singular, right? That's imperative.
Yes.
All three are singular.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All three are singular.
So you mentioned singular is more irregular.
The which?
Singular.
Yes, a singular imperatives are more irregular. But that may did do. And klae, those are both pretty regular endings for the imperatives. There are about four different types of endings. Number three. Ha basileus apen te thagatri tes herodiados ha te ean me aiteses doso soi caiuthus etesata legusa thelo hinados moi ten kephalein ioannu tu baptistu kai apostelas stratioten epetaxen auto anenkai ten kephalein autu kai epetiesen to basilei ha kurios hatita ergon tu paneru epoiesen ha basileus apen te thagatri tes herodiados ha te ean me aiteses doso soi kai euthus etesata legusa thelo hina dos moi ten kephalein Ioannu tu baptistu kai apostelas stratioten epetaxen auto enenkai ten kephalein autu kai epetiesen to basilei ha kurios hati ta ergon tu paneru epoiesen. Ha basileus epen te thagatri tes herodiados. So the king said to the daughter, thagater is daughter, the daughter tes herodiados, genitive there of Herodias. Now, Herodias is at this point his wife, but the daughter isn't his daughter. It's actually his niece because he has gone and married his brother's wife. That's what got John the Baptist put in prison, was for denouncing that. Ha te ean me aiteses doso soi. Ha, relative pronoun, neuter, that, and then ha te, whatever, and then ean makes it a sort of a conditional, whatever aiteses you ask me. Aiteses there a subjunctive because it's going with the aeon, which takes a subjunctive. Whatever you ask me, doso soi, I will give you. Future tense there. Caiuthus, and immediately, etesata, she asked, legusa, saying. Legusa there, present participle, feminine singular nominative. The usa ending. Remember present participles and on usa on in the nominative singular. Fellow, I wish, I desire, I want. And then hina with a subjunctive, which is the dos, the subjunctive there. I want that you give me the head, Ioannu tu Baptistu, of John the Baptist. So does their aorist imperative based on da, the aorist stem that you give me, so it would be viewed as a one-time action, as a single action. Kai apostelas stratioten, and sending a soldier, epetaxen, from epitasso, he ordered, he commanded, auto to him, that is the soldier, and then kai, to bring tenkephalein out to his head. Kai epiteisen, to basilei hakurios, then the Lord rebuked, from epitimao, that's number 3 on the previous page, rebuked the king, to basilei, in the dative, hati, because to ergon to poneru, the work of the evil one, epoiesen, he had done. Okay, so you can see how that passage is working. Yes, it's actually the same as in the second line, aitesis. So the verb is aiteo. Aiteo, I ask, I request. There in the second instance, aiteses. So aiteo, that's an, now we have an aorist stem, aites. Ace as the second singular ending, lengthened to an epsilon, to an eta, iota subscript as a subjunctive. And then etesata, now the aiteo, alpha iota has lengthened when it has an epsilon put on it for the time, past time, it all lengthens to an eta iota subscript, etesata. So that's aorist there. Okay, so both are aorists, but the first one is a subjunctive, so it doesn't have a time marker on the front. Mm-hmm. Okay, section 4. Some vocabulary. Ha karpas, the fruit or the crop, and karpa phoreo, I bear fruit, so that's made up of karpas and phero, I bear. Karpon didomi, I yield a harvest or produce a crop. Spero, I sow. Ha sparas or ta sperma is the seed. Hasparos, or ta sperma. He dikaiosune, the righteousness. I think we've already had some other words in that word group, dikaiao, and so on. Oh, that's what we get next. Dikaiao, I acquit, I declare to be righteous, I accept as righteous, I justify, declare somebody to be in the right. Ha tapas, the place from which we get topography, toponymy, things. He hadas, the road, the path, the way. In your car you have an odometer that tells you the distance traveled, distance along the road. Etoimos, ready. And etoimatso, I make ready or I prepare. This is used, for example, of the New Jerusalem descending from heaven, prepared as a bride. Hetoimatso. Tahaima, the blood. All our words, hematology and hemoglobin, are all based on this. When used metaphorically, haima is usually a symbol for death. Ume, this double negative, so not, here's our double negative that Judy correctly understood. It's emphatic, found especially in emphatic denials. Ume eselusitai, ume eselusitai, he will not enter, he certainly will not enter. It's a very emphatic denial there. Pino, I drink, and epion as the aorist, I drank. So pino, the present stem would be pin, and the aorist stem is just pit. That's what epion is based on, the second aorist there. Pinane, to be drinking, that's the present infinitive, and pien, or pain, to drink as the aorist infinitive, pien, or pain. So notice the pinno, we'd have a regular present infinitive, the stem pin with ain as a regular present infinitive ending. For the aorist, the stem would be p, and add on the infinitive ending ain. And because we have an abbreviated stem here, you use the present infinitive ending rather than a regular aorist ending. And then sometimes the stem, that iota of the stem, disappears, and so you're left with just a P. It's a pain. That's how that's working. He erene, the peace, and erenikos, peaceful or peaceable. And this is comparable to shalom in Hebrew and salam in Arabic. It has a wider area of meaning than just our word peace. To wish a family Irene is not only to wish that they may live peacefully, but also to wish that God's blessing may be upon them. So standard Hebrew greeting would be Shalom Aleichem, peace upon you. And then in Arabic, very similar, Salaam Aleichem. And just as a greeting, you're wishing more than just sort of the absence of hostility. It's this whole sense of well-being. In Matthew 10:34, Uk elthon balein erenen ala macheren. Uk elthon balein erenen ala macheran. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. So uk elthon, I did not come. Balein is literally to throw, aorist infinitive of balo, to throw peace, but, and machera is a sword. Erene corresponds closely to the English word peace there, so you can understand that as contrasting peace with a sword. Okay, two sentences. In section 5, number 1, me bales ton sporon su es ten thalasan mede para ten hodon ala etoimason ten gain auto kai hotan etoime etote spere ton sporon es ten gain ten etemas mened kai karpon dosi kai hotan karporphore kareses Kara megale. Me bales ton sporon su es ten thalasan mede para ten hodon ala etoimason ten gain auto. Kai hotan hetoime he tote spere ton sporon es ten gain ten hetoimas menen. Kai karpon dose. Kai hotan karpophore kareses kara megale. Me bales ton sporon. Do not throw ton sporon su your seed, es ten thalasan, into the sea. So the me bales is that action. Has he already been throwing his seed into the sea or not? So, yeah, it's a aorist subjunctive. So it's he hasn't started throwing a seed yet. So this is a prohibition of doing something that hasn't yet started. Bales, based upon the aorist stem bal. Notice it's a single lambda instead of a double lambda. And the second singular ending in the indicative would be epsilon iota sigma. The epsilon iota is lengthened there to an eta iota subscript for subjunctive. So do not throw your seed into the sea, mede, nor para ten hodon, along the road, para there with the accusative, alongside. Ala, but hetoi mason ten gain auto, but prepare, make ready, hetoi mason, make ready the soil or the earth gain. The earth, and just like for us in English, earth is quite ambiguous as to range of meaning. Does it mean the dirt of the soil or the whole, all the way up to the whole globe? So here context would mean the soil, auto, their indirect object for it. Kai hotan etoi me, and when it is ready, so a there, recognize what just that a is. The iota subscript, what might that suggest?
Subjunctive.
Subjunctive. Okay, so what then? So if it was a without a, without an iota subscript and without that circumflex over it, that would usually mean or. But here we've got both that iota subscript and the circumflex as the accent. So. So what's the third singular present indicative of Amy?
Third singular.
Yeah, what would be the...
It is.
Yeah, what would that be in Greek? He is, she is, it is.
It is.
So it's A, epsilon iota. So what would happen, what would the subjunctive of that be? Yeah, so this is, it's a third singular present subjunctive of Amy. And it's a subjunctive because of hotan. Hotan takes the subjunctive. So when it is ready, or when it is prepared, so A there is the verb, when it is, then, so we have hotan tate, when, then. Then spere ton sparon, so the seed, ace ten gain into the soil, ten hetoi mas menen, and that's now in agreeing with the ten gain, it's what we might say in apposition to the ten gain, telling us more about it, that it has been prepared, so it's a participle, passive participle, accusative feminine singular. Kai karpon dosi, and it will yield a crop. Dosi, their future. Kai hotan, and when, so now we're going to get another subjunctive. Karpa fore, it bears fruit. Kareses, you will rejoice. From kareo, and you will rejoice. Kara megale, a great joy, with a great joy. Number two. Yes? So the imperative is a new form. The negative imperative is not a new form. It uses combinations of things we've seen before. Yeah. Number two. Charis humen kai erene apa tu theu tu patras hemon en agape kai deka sunne autos gar ha theos agapa hemas, kai esosen hemas, dia tu haimatas tu huyu autu, kai decaiothentes, dia pisteos erenen, ekomen pros ton theon. Charis humen kai erene apa tu theou tu patras hemon en agape kai dekeiosune autos gar hatheos agapa hemas kai esosen hemas dia tu haimatos tu huyu autu kai dekeiothentes dia pisteos erenen ekomen pros ton theon. Karasumen kai erene, grace to you and peace, from God our Father, en agape kai dekeiosune, in love and righteousness. So it's karasumen kai erene, grace and peace to you, is the way that virtually all letters begin, all epistles in the New Testament, and usually it would be grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So here it is the way it begins, charis humen kai erene apa tu theou tu patras hemon, and then normally it would then carry on with and from Jesus Christ. Autos gar ha theos agapa, for God himself loves himas, us, kai esosen, and saved us, dia tu haimatos, through the blood, dia there with the genitive, dia is one of those prepositions can take either the accusative or the genitive, dia with the accusative would mean on account of or because of, dia with the genitive here is through, by means of, through the blood of his son. Kai dikaiothentes, now that there is a participle, the entes ending, nominative, masculine, plural, and having been, in the old days we might have said, having been justified, here really having been accepted as being in the right, through faith, pisteos, erenein ekomen, we have peace, proston theon, with God, really, in the idea of, in the presence of God, before God. Okay. Section 6. Diestelata autois hina medeni meden legosin kai estekos para tein hodon apen autois. Ean me piete tahaima mu uk ekete zoen menusan en humen kai ume eselu seste esten basilean to ton uranon. Ala ton pistuonta en emoi kai pinonta tahaima mu u me ekbalo exo. Hati katabebeka ek tu uranu uk in hina dikaius kaleso ala hamartolus. Hopos eselthosin eis ton topon hon aperkamai et hetoimasai autois. Diestelata autois hina medeni medein legosin kai hestekos para tein hodon epen autois. Ean me piete ta haima mu uk ekete zoen menusan en humen kai u me eseluseste eis ten basilean ton uranon alaton pistuonta en emoi kai pinonta ta haima mu u me ekbalo exo. Hati katabebeka ek tu uranu uch hina dikaius kaleso ala hamartolus hopos eis elthosen eis ton topon hon aperkamai hetoimasai autois. See if you can work your way through this and translate it. Diestelata autois. Diestelata autois. Okay, he commanded them, So section 2, previous, page 256, number 2 for the indirect commands, diastelomai, I give instruction to or I command, followed by a dative of the one instructed. So that's the autois, he commanded them, hina medeni medain legosin. Okay, to say nothing to no one, to not say anything to anyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So diastelomai is followed by hina with a subjunctive. So that's the legosin. Notice the legosin, the omicron upsilon that you'd have in the present indicative is lengthened to an omega. Kai estekos para tein hodon apen autois. So it's from histomy, I stand, and from its form as hesteka, and and it would be and standing paratein hodon. So estekos, it's a participle, nominative singular participle, standing alongside the road, apen autois, he said to them. Okay, and standing beside the road, alongside the road, he said to them, ean me piete ta haima mu, ean me. Okay, so ean me piete ta haima mu, if you do not drink my blood, or we might take ean me, is often best translated into English as unless, but it is this idea of, and because it's ean and me, then you have a subjunctive. If you do not drink my blood, uk ekete zoein, you do not have life, and menusan, do you remember the verb meno? Which we had, I think, just last week or week before. Meno. Meno is I stay, I remain, I abide. And so what do you think? Menusan. Do you recognize that usan ending? That look at all familiar. It's a participle. Okay. So remember in the present participles and remember what the endings for present participles are. I said this about 20 minutes ago. On usa on. Okay, so masculine, feminine, and neuter. On usa on. So here we've got usan, because and it goes with zoein, which is in the accusative, right? It's the direct object of ekete. So the menusan is agreeing with the zoein, and zoe is feminine, so menusan as a feminine sense. Menusan is feminine, accusative, singular, present participle of meno. So you do not have life abiding, staying, resting, abiding in human, in you. Good. Kai u me eselusis the esten basileian ton uranon. U me eselusis the. Now, the elusesthe, this is confusing, because this is a verb that has different stems for present, aorist, and future. It's one of the very few that has this. And this is it's a common verb. From erkamai. So erkamai, and the aorist stem is elf, and the future is elusomai. So here, elusis there, and it's esolusis there, with este there as, what ending is este? Okay, good. And you will not go into, or you will not enter into, the kingdom of heaven. So esolusis there, the este ending there is second plural, middle, because erkmai is a middle form, right? You will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Alla ton pistuonta en emoi. Alaton pistuanta. Okay, but the one believing in me, kai pinonta, ta haimamu, drinking my blood, u me ekbalo exo. I will not cast out, and the exo is outside. And u me, there is a strong negative. I will in no means cast out. Hati kata bebeka ektu uranu. Hati kata bebeka. So what might you recognize there in the kata bebeka? It is I've come down from heaven. What tense is it? Perfect. Good. So we've got the duplication of the initial consonant. It's from bino. So duplication of the beta, and then ka on the end. Yep. So, for I have come down out of heaven, and the perfect implies it's action that happened in the past, but with results that are still present. They're still in effect in the present. Uk hina dekaius kaleso. Okay, not so that I might call the righteous, ala hamartolus, but sinners. Yeah. That's hamartolus, sinners. Hopos eselthosin eston topon hon aperkamai etoimasai autois. Remember hopos? So 36, section 5, number 4, hopos plus a verb in the subjunctive expresses purpose or aim. So here, hopos eselthosin. So notice aselfosin is a subjunctive omega there. So that aselfosin. So they might enter in aston topon into the place. Hon aperkamai. So we've had acerkamai is to go in. So aperkamai. Come out, or to go away from. So urkamai, you have to think, we distinguish in English between come and go. Urkamai covers both. Just depends upon the standpoint of the speaker. So aperkamai is to go away. Etoimasai, autois. Etoimasai? Yeah, to prepare autois for them. Okay, so from the top, he commanded them to not tell anyone anything, and standing beside the road, he said to them, unless, or if you will not drink my blood, you do not have life remaining in you, or abiding in you, and you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one drinking in me, or the one believing in me and drinking my blood, I will never throw out. So we've had two umes there, one on either side. Because I have come down out of heaven, not so that I might call the righteous, but sinners, so that they might enter into the place which I go away to prepare for them. So our reading, John 2, verses 1 through 12, page 253. Kai te hemera te trite gamos egeneta en Cana tes Galileas. Kai ein he meter tu Jesu eke. Eklethe de kai hoi Jesus kai hoi mathetai autu eston gamon. Kai husteresantos oinu lege he meter tu Jesu pros auton. Oinon uk ekusen. Kai lege aute hoi Jesus te emoi kai isoi. Gunai. Upo eke he ora mu lege hemeter autou tois dekaionas, diakonas, sorry, hote an lege humen poiesete, eisan de eke lithinai hudriai, hex kataton katharismon ton judaion kemenai, chorusai ana metretas, dua hedres. Lege autois ho Iesus, gemisete tas hudrias hudatas, kai egemisan autas heos anno, kai lege autois antlesete nun kai ferete to architriclino, hoide enencan, hos de egusata ha architriclinas ta hudor oinon gegenemenon, kai uk ede pathen estin hoide diakonoi edesan hoi entlekates tahudor phone ta numphion ha architriclinos kai lege auto pas anthropos proton ton kalon oinon trithesin kai hotan methusthosin ton elaso su teterik ekas ton kalon oinon eos arti. Tauten epoiesen arken ton semeon ho Iesus en Cana tes Galileas, kai ephanerosen ten doxan autu, kai epistusan eis auton hoi mathetai autu. Meta tuta katebe eis Capernaum autas kai hemeter autu, kai hoi adolfoi autu, kai hoi mathetai autu, kai eke emenan u palas hemeras. Okay, together. Kai te hemera te trite gamos egeneta en Cana tes Galileas. Kai ein hemeter tu Iesu eke. Eklethe de kai ho Iesus, kai hoi mathetai autu eis ton gamon. Kai husteresantos oinu lege hemeter tu Iesu pros auton oinon uk ekusin kai lege aute ho Iesus te emoi kai soi gunai upo heke he hora mu lege hemeter autu tois diakonois ha te an lege humen poiesete. Esan de eke lithinai hudriai hex kataton katharismon ton judaion kemenai chorusai ana metretas dua hetres. Lege autois ha Iesus gemisete tas hudrias hudatas. Kai egemesan autas eos anno. Kai lege autois antlesete nun kai ferete to architriclino hoide enencan hos de egusata ha architriclinos ta hudor oinon gegenemenon kai uk ede pathen esten oide diakonoi edesan hoi entlekates tahudor. Phone ton numphion ha architriclinos, kai lege auto pas anthropos proton ton kalon oinon tithesin katahotan methusthosin ton elaso su teterikas ton kalon oinon heos arti. Tauten epoiesen arcane ton semeion ha Iesus en Cana tes Galileas, kai ephanerosen ten doxan autu, kai epistusan eis auton hoi mathetai autu. Meta tuta katebe eis Capernaum autas, kai hemeter autu, kai hoi adolfoi autu, kai hoi methetai autu kai eke emenan u palas hemeras. Okay. Kai te hemera te trite gamos egeneta en kanates galileas. So Dobson here tells us te hemera te trite on the third day. This might mean 3 days after the meeting with Nathaniel, or on the third day of the week, which would be Tuesday, which was considered propitious for weddings. Because on that day, the third day of creation, God twice said that it was good. So that's why Jews particularly want to get married on Tuesdays. Gamos is wedding, so you're bringing things together. So on the third day, there was a wedding in Canates Galileas in Cana of Galilee, i.e. there'll be another Cana somewhere around the land. This is the Cana that is in Galilee. Kai ein hemeter tu Jesu eke. Okay. And the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus' mother was there. Eke is there. Ein is imperfect. Eklethe de kai ha Jesus kai hoi mathetai autu eston gamon. Eklethe recognizes. Okay. Jesus and his disciples were also invited. So we've got the kai ho Jesus. Eklethe is passive of kaleo, invite, call, summon. They were invited. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. Kai husteresantos, and that's from hustereo, I fall short. Husteresantos oinu. Husteresantos. Okay, well, first let's just take the husteresantos oinu together as on its own as a little clause. The wine having run out. So it's a participle, it's an aorist participle. So hustereo, we've got the sigma in there for the aorist stem, and antos, regular participle ending. The in here is as a genitive. The wine having run out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "Oinon uk ekusin." They don't have wine. Kai lege aute ho Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Te emoi kai soi gunai." Yeah. So especially, what to me and to you, woman, which Dobson explains is a Hebraic expression appropriate when rejecting interference of any kind. And then gunai, woman, people think this sounds a little abrupt for a son to be saying to his mother. But if you translate this back into Hebrew, it's a perfectly fine Hebrew expression. What between me and you. So try and soften it up. What is that to me? What do I have to do with you, woman? What's that to me, woman? Upo, and we're told that not yet. Upo eke he hora mu. Heke, I'm told this from heko, come, and it has come. Upo heke he hora mu. My time, my hour in the sense of my time, has not yet come. Lege he meter autu tois dia konois. His mother said to the servants, says to the servants, hote an lege humen poiesete. Good. Whatever he says to you, do. Esan de eke lithenai hudriai hex. told the thinai hudriai as stone jars. So lithanai from lithos, lithography, things having to do with stone, and hudriai, things that contain water, hudor. So, and there were there, the eke, there were there six stone jars, a hex, kataton, katharismon, ton yudaion, kemenai. And katharismos was rite of purification. Kata is here, kata with the accusative, which sort of means it's the idea of according to the purification rites of the Jews, i.e. that's what they were used for. Kemenai, and we're told that is kemai, to stand. So, and there were six stone jars for purification of the Jews standing there. Hurusai ana metretas duo e tres. So we're told koreo, I have room for, and metretes is a measure. Holding two or three measures. Yep, kurusai, so it's a present participle of koreo, holding, and then each ana, each one, metretas duo e tres, two or three measures, and we're told that a measure is about 9 gallons. So that's how you then end up with 9 or 10 gallons, you end up with 20 or 30 gallons. Legeatois ho Jesus. Jesus says to them, gemisate tas hudrias hudatos. So gemitzo is I fill. Fill the jars with water. Tas hudrias, the jars, and hudatos is what you then fill them with water. Kai egemisan autas heos ano. Okay, and they filled them heos ano until full, until the top. So heos ano is the reader's version gives it to the brim. Kai lege autois, he says to them, antlesete nun kai ferete to architriplino. So antleo is I draw out a liquid. Now draw. And ferrete, and carry, to architriclino. And the architriclinos is the president of the banquet, the master of the ceremonies. The triclinos is where you recline at a banquet, and archa is the chief, the leader. So it's the leader of the leader of the table, the master of ceremonies is a good way of putting it. So draw now and carry to the master of the ceremonies, the chief of the banquet. Oida enenkan, and they took and they carried. Yep. Hos de egusata ha architriclinos ta hudor oinon gegenemenon. So egusata is from guamai, to taste. Gustatory and things like that. So as the chief of the banquet tasted tahudor, the water become wine, kai uk ede pothen esten. So ede there is no. And he did not know where it is from. Hoi de diakonoi ede san hoi entlekates tahudor. So, but, maybe we take the dead there as being but, the servants, edesan, they knew. So notice we had ede, he knew in the sense of he didn't know, and edesan, that now they knew. And then we're told a bit more about the servants. They're the hoi entlekates tahudor, the ones who had drawn the water, they knew. Phone ton nymphion ha arche triclinos. The master of ceremonies said to the bridegroom, or called Kailegeato, and said to him, pas anthropos proton ton kalon oinon tithesin. Pas anthropos, every man, Proton, ton kalon, oinon, tithesin. Tithesin, right, from tithemi. Tithemi, remember tithemi? To put or to place or to set. Proton, no, proton, first. Ton kalon, oinon. Okay, every man puts, sets first the good wine. Kai hotan methusthosin. So methusko is to get drunk. And elaso, yeah. And when drunk, the inferior, I then places the inferior wine. Tsu teterikas ton kalon oinon heos arti. Heos arti? Arti, until now. Teterikas, that's a perfect. You have kept. And we've got an emphatic su at the beginning, the pronoun, not strictly necessary, but for emphasis, but you have kept the best wine until now. Tauten epoiesen archein ton semeion ha Jesus. Now, the word order here is a little different from how we might put it in English. The subject of epoiesen is ha Jesus, coming at the end of the clause. So this Jesus did, archein ton semeion, remember semeion, signs. Semeia is sign. First of the signs. En Cana tes Galileas, Cana of Galilee, kai ephanerosen ten doxan autou. Ephanerosen, and he revealed his glory, kai epistusan eis auton hoi methetai autou. And his disciples believed in him. Metatuta generally means after this, so a little idiom, after this, katebe eis Capernaum autos. Katebe eis Capernaum. He went down to Capernaum, kai hemeter autou, and his mother, kai hoi adelphoi autou, and his brothers, kai hoi mathetai autou, and his disciples, kai eke emenan u palas hemeras. And he stayed there not many days, u palas hemeras. And Dobson tells us, since many days could mean a year, the negative perhaps means for a while rather than for a few days. Okay? So that's the first sign that Jesus did, the wedding at Cana.